Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your thing. That's all right. I know this is not his intro music, but I like this. Always reminds me of Ocean's 11. Not the Sinatra one. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We'll get back to his intro music when he fixes Joel Embiid. How about that? Yeah, we'll get him back to that. Anyway, okay. As we move into this 7:20 break here, we're going to talk to our, he's a family member. There's certain people on here we have fun with because they've been with us from the beginning. And so we can poke the bear a little bit here. He understands, and Noel's busy back there. Ain't that right, Terrell? We can have some fun with you.
Good morning. You can certainly have fun. Yeah. I was thinking to myself when you said that, man, I might never hear my theme music again if I got to wait on Joel to get right.
Yeah. This is the other part of our fun with Terrell, is he is a big Philadelphia fan. All things Philly. That's all right. I'm in Chicago, Sam, and well, he's a little Georgia and also a little Alabama, so, and everything Ellenwood having to do with Noel. So we know our regions.
Yes, right? We do.
Hey, listen, we spent some time talking about this Hawks team and what they did to Cleveland and where they're positioning themselves right now and talking chemistry. What can you piggyback on what you have seen firsthand? You've been in the locker room, you talked to Trey. What are your thoughts on where they sit right now?
Well, this three-game winning streak is looking really good for our Hawks, and I have to commend them for, now that it seems like the injury plague or injury bug has kind of left the locker room, the guys are really turning things around. So I'm seeing a different Hawks team, at least in this last week, and I'm really enjoying that. I'm really enjoying that.
It seemed like we had some growing pains there when, as guys were getting healthy, you're trying to get them back into the mix. And, you know, Coach had to do that. Quinn Snyder, that's the challenge. You got some guys, you know, before the season started, the role you want to see them play or hope they will play with the team. But as they get healthy, because the team, you know, was doing some positive things with a relatively short bench. And, you know, you got to get those guys into the mix and bring them in, get them working, get them conditioned. And that seemed to be a process, but it seems like you said, we're seeing some of the benefits of going through that process.
Yeah, very much so. And some of the guys, you know, especially like our rookie, like Zach, getting more minutes because of some of the injuries in which that we've seen. It does seem like things are starting to pay off now. I don't want to, you know, get ahead of ourselves or get ahead of myself, but I'm glad. And maybe we'll see it as things continue to go that was beneficial for our Hawks, those injuries and getting guys in to play minutes that they normally would have played at the start of the season.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the WadeFort.com hotline. I'm spending some time with Terrell Thomas. And always great to spend some time with him. And he is social. Let me make sure I got it. Let me make sure I get it right. Oh.
Oh, he can just holler it out. See, again, he's family. Holler it out, Terrell.
Eldorado 2452.
Yeah, Eldorado 2452. Eldorado 2452. He's always there.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm just looking at the bench right now because we mentioned names, we mentioned players, we talked about chemistry and all of that. But the rotation of how Quinn Snyder's using this team, how you cool with that?
Yeah, I think again, like that's something as well. It just seems like things are falling right into place for the Hawks. Right before the Christmas break or right before the Christmas holiday approaches, and one of the things that I like the most is how the bench is being played. Kobe Bufkin finally being healthy and getting minutes, Bogey finally being healthy getting minutes, and the addition of having DeAndre Hunter come off the bench, I think is one of the keys. This is a guy that'll be a starter on any team in the NBA pretty much, and he's coming off of the bench and he's putting up big numbers. So and playing great defense. So I am. I'm loving the way the rotation is flowing right now, and I think Coach Quinn is finally able to put guys in position of where he's wanted them to be for the last two seasons.
Well, it's about what this team has coming up. And, you know, you got a season, you got an interesting week when you figure Milwaukee and L.A. and Denver at the back end of it. What do you make of this New Orleans team? My goodness, you know, if and when are we going to see Zion Williamson?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those things that we talk about injuries that, you know, New Orleans has faced that a lot, especially with their all-star in Zion. But it'll be a reunion because DeJounte Murray is healthy. He's back in the lineup for the Pelicans. So seeing him back in Atlanta, I think it'll be fascinating to see how he plays against his former team. But when you think about a guy like Zion, all the talent in the world, but just can't stay healthy. So the Pelicans have continued to struggle, but I'm certainly looking forward to the games coming up as far as Denver and then, of course, the Lakers being here on Friday night. So a big week for our Hawks, a challenging week, but I think when we speak next weekend, we'll have a better identity as far as who this Hawks team really is.
Is it time to move off of him if you're in New Orleans, Zion, that is? I mean, it's almost like a red flag when he busted out of that shoe at Duke. And ever since then, you know what I mean? Ever since he busted out of that shoe in that game, was in North Carolina and Duke, right? Everybody was waiting for this, and then ever since then, he gets into the league, and he's played less than half the amount of games that have been available to him. At some point, I mean, I keep thinking of Greg Odom. You know what I mean? I know it's not fair.
Well, there have been a number of guys who've had that, you know, just happen to him, just get hit by the injury bug, were phenomenal in college and just, you know, whatever. I go all the way back to Sam Bowie, you know, Kentucky. Yeah. You know, it was a medical bill for the team. And you see what is possible if he is healthy in the lineup down there in New Orleans. But we won't see him.
It's not sustainable. It was like the Harlem Globetrotters coming through town. And he's spectacular and then they're gone. I wouldn't know what to do. And whatever you do, you're going to have to start from scratch in New Orleans. You really are. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, I mean, at some point.
It is. It's very unfortunate, yes.
And right around the corner, you got things building up in San Antonio. And, by the way, everybody hit the, you know, say a little prayer for Pop.
Yeah.
We ain't talked about that in a minute, right? So, again, Terrell Thomas joining us here. Talking about the Atlanta Hawks, but I started off kind of tongue-in-cheek and mentioned your Philadelphia 76ers and you got to fix Joel Embiid. We had an overall conversation about the Eastern Conference earlier in the show. So when you put that into a blender, Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, all of that, the Hawks continue going the way they are going. Because listen, they only got three road games in the month of December. Three. Now, they hit the road beginning of January, ahead to the West Coast, but they can make up some ground. They can do some stuff in December if things continue to gel the way they have been.
Yeah, I would certainly have to agree with you right there. As you mentioned, the East has been top heavy when you think about the likes, as you just mentioned, the Celtics, Cleveland's been a surprise. We still got to wait and see what Indiana's going to do. Milwaukee's turning things around, and Knicks are slowly starting to get things going. But this is the time. I think this is the time for the Hawks to really gain some ground if they want to make some noise in the Eastern Conference and avoid the play-in, somewhere we've seen them over the last few seasons. So this will be a pivotal month for them. And with them having so many home games, I think that'll be key. If they can continue this winning streak, they're now on a three-game winning streak. The Hawks may surprise a few folks.
Thoughts about what this forces the cup competition. And they seem to have excelled in that. And what that just means for the team to have that kind of success and be able to take part in that.
Yeah, mentioning the team a moment ago, like Indiana. We've seen a few teams last season when the NBA Cup first began that took the momentum from the Cup, although they didn't win the Cup, and they extended that throughout the regular season. So I think, one, you know, it'll be great for the guys to get out to Vegas. Hey, we're going to Vegas, you know, have a little fun. And I also think it'll be great as things continue to progress throughout the season because they have a challenge now. They have a challenge, and they can play free. They don't have the target on their back that they may have in the postseason if they're able to make some noise. So this will prepare them in many ways as they continue to march down again and you know, to the Christmas season when things really, really start to turn up. And just the way the teams in which they beating the Celtics, beating the Cavaliers, I think that'll get them some confidence. I think they really have an opportunity to surprise some folks, and I don't know if we'll win a championship, but hey, wait, why not the Hawks? And I really think that'll just be beneficial to them as the season continues to progress.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. Always great to have him. He is social once again. Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. Friday night, Lakers in town. This is always an event, and even for years when the Hawks didn't have a really good team, it would always be the one game that would sell out first. Because they only come here once a year. This game used to always be in February. They moved it back to the fall. I don't know why the NBA pushed the Lakers here this time of year when football's still going on. But anyway, Lakers are here Friday night. What do you make of this team so far? What is the expectation for them with what you've seen from what they've assembled out there?
Yeah, you know, again, I know we mentioned a few times so far that this is early in the season, but the Lakers have been slightly disappointing when you think about, you know, a team that has LeBron and Anthony Davis on it. I do like their rookie, Dalton Connect. He's looked pretty good so far this season, but they haven't really been able to beat any of the good teams. Some of the good teams, they played the Suns recently, they played the Warriors recently, and these guys, and they played Oklahoma City recently, and these guys have pretty much been blowing them out. So I don't know if it's one of those things where it is early, and J.J. Redick being a new head coach is kind of trying to find his rotation and what he has going on, but it's, the Lakers have been slightly disappointing this year. And again, this will be an opportunity for the Hawks if they want to gain some ground and kind of catch teams while they're sleeping. I think they'll have a great chance to pick up a win on Friday night, in which should be an electric atmosphere. I can't wait. I'm already, again, I got the target, the bullseye on that game, and I'm sure looking forward to Friday.
The ironic part is there's a team who's got pretty much the same record. One less win, one more loss, and they're coming on 2 days later, and they used to be the draw for the last 3-4 years. You got the Lakers coming in on Friday, and you got Denver coming in on Sunday. You know, the champs with the men, with the MVP,
right,
and what they have done. And now they're kind of like, they're sitting there second in the Northwest Division. I think it's all about OKC out there. That's just me. But Denver coming in, the Lakers coming in back-to-back that particular weekend, it's just going to be an interesting watch. The second half of this season is, for me, watching what's going on out west is really, really going to be fun, because I think that's where all the stars are. And again, you know how long I've been waiting for Ja Morant to come back. Now, what has that done for Memphis? They're sitting there at 13-7 right now.
That ain't bad. Okay, they're good.
He
comes in with a chip on his shoulder this season, wanting to prove. All this conversation about Shea on there and OKC, all the other players, you know, Ant-Man up in Minnesota.
Ant-Man took over while he was out, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's ready to come back and have something to say for Ant-Man. I'm looking for that kind of a series moving forward. Hey, you ready for Christmas, man? Terrell.
Not yet. I don't want to speed things up.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm going to, you know, work my way into it. Everybody was running out online and at malls over the weekend. When it comes to me, and I do like mall shopping. I do like the holiday time. I just like going in there and be around it. But I go during the week in the morning.
Okay. That's true. He is a morning man.
That's very smart.
You know what I mean? That's how I play it. I don't know how you play it, Terrell.
I love to get out there and actually, as you mentioned, do mall shopping. I'm not really an online guy. I like just the atmosphere that takes place when you have the lights in the different stores, when you have the Christmas trees up. So I am looking forward to getting the Christmas tree up. I'm certainly looking forward to that. I've already began earlier this week. Me and Mello were watching a few Christmas theme movies, watching The Grinch, watching Elf. So as far as the holiday spirit and the Christmas spirit, I'm certainly there. I'm ready to pour some eggnog up and have a good time. But as far as gifts and things are concerned, I still got some things to do.
Two things there. One is he didn't say he was going to spike the eggnog, so he's going to have a nice, respectable drink there. The other thing is he's watching Christmas movies with Mello. I can now officially say that I'm in Dear Santa. I think he's going to enjoy this movie and tell him his Uncle Greg's in there. And he won't have to watch for me. He'll hear my voice first. Okay?
I let them know. I showed them the picture with you and the Rocket. I let them know that you're in the film.
Oh, so that's Red One.
It'll be coming to Paramount. Yeah, Red One.
That's
we're looking
Red
forward
One.
To that coming.
That's a little bit more, though. I'm saying you and Mello, he's young. He's going to enjoy Dear Santa a little bit more, I believe. I absolutely do believe that. That's a little bit lower on the scale, more his age, more his wheelhouse, and I'm just passing that on to you. Because there was a question whether or not I was in that the other day. Well, it's been confirmed that I am. So I'm just saying he will enjoy that.
Shoot.
Yeah. I'm passing to everybody. Got young kids in there. Enjoy Dear Santa. Jack Black, you know, you got Keegan-Michael Key's in that. It's a holiday special.
I certainly had that on the holiday wish list. Now that we know that you're there,
Yeah, there you go. I'm doing a little self-promoting. I haven't done that a lot lately, so I'm going to keep doing it during this holiday season. Listen, Terrell, we will talk to you next week. As always, thank you. Thank your daughter, Selah, for her contribution. We're not done with her expertise covering women's college basketball. So just happy holidays, man, you and the family.
Oh, much love, guys. Thank you very much. Have a blessed week, and looking forward to talking to you after this exciting week for our Hawks.
There you go.
Thanks a lot,
Terrell Thomas.